We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on July 13, 2025 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida. The title is, It Takes Work.
Our gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our gospel reading today presents us with a parable that I'm sure most of us know quite well. The term Good Samaritan is a common term in our culture, certainly not only among Christians, referring to this teaching of Jesus. In fact, many states have Good Samaritan laws to protect people from prosecution and personal liability if they are trying in good faith to render help to someone in need. It all sounds pretty nice and pretty rosy. But Jesus was not telling this parable to make it easy on anyone. He was teaching a difficult lesson to the legal expert who had confronted him, but also to us. We all want to hear the easy answer to the question the lawyer, as he is called in many translations, asked Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Let's see. Go to church on Christmas and Easter? At least go to church on Christmas Eve? Went to church as a child when my parents made me go? Claim that I'm a Christian? claim that I'm spiritual? Be a nice guy? Maybe even pray once in a while, at least for things I want. Sorry, folks. While for the most part those may not be bad characteristics, they just don't cut it. This lawyer thought he was all set when he had the answer to Jesus' response question. What is written in the law? Referring, of course, to the Jewish law as presented in the Old Testament writings. I know that one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, sir. You got it right. Pretty simple, isn't it? Not so easy, though. And this lawyer didn't want to be committed to any more than he had to. Much like us. So, Jesus, just who is my neighbor? I think I'm safe. Jesus must mean folks I'm friends with and such. Certainly not like those other people. Jesus goes on to tell this smart guy a story about a man, most likely a Jewish man, traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, being attacked, robbed, and left to die on the side of the road. We then hear of two men, both descendants of Levi, the first a Jewish priest, the second, a temple assistant, who came by this severely injured man and saw him, ignored him, then passed by on the other side of the road. Later, a Samaritan man, one of those people, comes along the road, sees the injured man, and stops to care for him. It's important that the injured man and the first two men who passed by him were of the same ethnic background. They shared a common heritage. Yet, the "I don't want to get involved" reaction kicked in. The Samaritan would have been from a very different background. Yet his sense of human love and decency brought him to care for this brother in need, regardless of their differences. Today, the story could be told using black and white, American and Mexican, old and young, straight or gay, conservative or liberal, or any number of varied choices. I think we all see the point Jesus was making about loving and caring for our neighbors, meaning everyone we encounter along our path in life. Those we like, and those we are perhaps not so fond of. Those we have much in common with, and those we have nothing in common with. Each week, we sing as we just did, with God as our Father. Family, all are we. Do we honestly believe that? Is it just something that sounds sweet, but only applies while we are in the confines of this sanctuary? Do we fully practice that idea of family? All are we? No, that is not easy. Our human natures kick in, saying, be careful. Don't get too close. Don't take that risk. You have to watch out for yourself. I am not suggesting that we should personally get involved with every situation. And I do not think that was Jesus' point either. But we are not to ignore those in need for whatever reason. We cannot always be of much help. And in many situations, we don't have the resources, training, or skills to help. But we can always do something. Whether it's making a phone call, contributing of our means, or praying, there is always something we can do and should do. Jesus used the example of a man who had been beaten and robbed. But it could have been a family who lost everything to a fire or a flood. Someone sick. People who are hungry or perhaps homeless. Someone struggling with a life that has become overwhelming to them. The list could go on and on. Like that lawyer Jesus was talking to, I think we get the point. Whether we go and do likewise, as Jesus instructed, however, is a choice we must all make for ourselves. From what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossian people, apparently, they did get the point and followed what Jesus taught. As Paul says, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from that which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. Wouldn't it be great if Paul could be saying that to you and to me? At times, Paul's words may fit us, but sadly, too many times, we fail to live according to the faith and love that spring from the true message of the gospel. We find excuses to give in to the temptations of the world and do things our way rather than the way Jesus showed us. It's just easier that way. Paul goes on to say, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Those words may have been true then, but sadly, they are not true today. too many people are falling away from the faith that was passed down by our ancestors, choosing instead to follow other paths. Sadly, too many churches fail to see one another as brothers and sisters and take an "our way is the only right way" view, thereby further dividing and breaking down the mission of the church Jesus sought, that they may all be one. Churches in many places are closing, and communities are losing the valuable ministries of years gone by. Ministries that fed, clothed, offered support, comforted, nurtured, and taught the way to God's eternal kingdom. We are challenged every day to work to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus, through what we say and what we do. We need to pray continually for the church of Jesus our Lord to faithfully serve and to grow here and throughout this troubled world. It takes work, lots of work. I pray we are up to the challenge. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you promise to be with us always, in good times and in difficult times. May we trust that promise and strive to do as you have shown us and called us through all of our days. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on July 13, 2025 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, It Takes Work. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.